The Waterfront Development Corporation presents the National Jug Band Jubilee, Saturday, September 20th at the Brown Forman Amphitheater in Waterfront Park. On stage will be nine of the country's best jug bands. Admission to the Jubilee is free. Gates open at noon, then music from 1 till 11 p.m., jug band workshops at 3 p.m., and other kids' activities all day long. The National Jug Band Jubilee, rain or shine, September 20th at Waterfront Park. Learn more at jugbandjubilee.org.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Hi, it is Stephanie White from LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. Thank you so much for tuning in to our podcast on Louisville.am. We are so grateful to Louisville.am for giving us this opportunity to come to you week in and week out for this podcast, because so many people are looking for information that we provide, and you know, we want to make sure that you get it however you want. And if podcasts are your thing, then so be it. You're just going to have to be stuck listening to me. How's that? So hopefully you find us on iTunes or on the Stitcher radio app, and you let everyone know that you really love this podcast and the content that Maggie and I provide. So what are we talking about this week? I am super excited about this podcast because it's really hard to not get excited about an event that has the word Jubilee in it. So I think it's fantastic. So we're going to have the whole end of the podcast, the interview part of the podcast, going to be so that you can learn all about the National Jug Band Jubilee. And at first thought, you might think that's kind of silly, a National Jug Band Jubilee. Well, yes, we in America, don't we just love to celebrate everything? So here in Louisville, everyone gets together to celebrate jug bands. So I think that's fantastic. One of the best things about this festival that I think is fantastic is what rhymes with Jubilee but free. I mean, come on. You have a totally big celebration and it's free for everyone. That's unbelievable. And it's their 10th year. So come on. Let's talk about Jug Band Jubilee. So you know that it's the fall. And I just want to remind you that in Louisville, I've said it before, I said it in our podcast last week, this is a wonderful place to be in the fall. People get all excited. You start to see the sunshine, the cooler mornings. You start to put on your jeans, think about wearing boots, and people start getting all excited. So make sure you go to LouisvilleFamilyFun.net and you click on our tab called Fall Fun Links. We do not want you to feel like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do this weekend? You should never be at a lapse for ideas, because we are just bombarding you with ideas in hopefully a friendly and organized manner, so that you can go to our, you can go to our calendar and pick something out. But I think if you're sitting there on the weekend and you're going, what should I do this weekend? The Fall Fun Links page is the best way to go, because we have linked up places that are like all the pumpkin patches, fall getaways, great places to see the beautiful fall foliage, all the lists of chronological order of all the fall festivals, reviews of things that happen in the fall, places for fall farm fun. So, I mean, you can just look at that list and it's just going to make you feel so happy thinking about fall. So make sure you do that. The other option is to search on your smartphone. Go to your app store and search Lou Fam Fun, not Louisville Family Fun. One word, Lou Fam Fun, just like our Twitter handle. And we have a free app. That free app gets Kids Eat Free. It gets the calendar. It gets our most popular content. Like if we have Fall Fun Links or Halloween or a, you know, another holiday coming up, we will populate the most popular post tab on the mobile app with the content we know that everyone is seeking right then, because I'm I'm a numbers gal. I keep track of what everybody's reading. So we'll put that on the mobile app. So make sure that you download the Lou Fam Fun app on your smartphone. It is completely free thanks to wonderful sponsors. And make sure you tell your friends to download it. So here comes our podcast, like I said, all about the Jug Band Jubilee, which is free. And Maggie's going to tell you all about it with our guests. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, this is Rick Redding, the Rusty of the Rusty Satellite Show, home of the most interesting people in the Ville. We air every week on Louisville.am. You can find us there or on iTunes or using the Stitcher app on your iPhone or Android device.
Welcome back to the Louisville Family Fun Show here on Louisville.am. I'm your host, Maggie Kimberl, and with me today is Heather Leoncini from the Jug Band Jubilee, the National Jug Band Jubilee.
Yes, because there are,
because
so
there are probably more than one. So for those of us who don't know what a jug band is, can you explain that to us a little bit?
Yeah, jug bands are basically bands that feature found and homemade objects that you turn into instruments.
So like the washboard, right, and the jug, mm-hmm, and the, how do they do the stand-up bass with like a string and a wash tub, mm-hmm, or something?
Yep. Okay. Wash tub bass, jug, washboard,
I have no idea why I know all these things.
From Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Exactly. For those of you who've never seen Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, it's a must-see from my childhood.
Yeah.
Okay, so jug bands, cool. Yeah. You make instruments out of found objects.
Right, they're typically a mix of traditional instruments with jug band instruments.
Interesting.
Yeah, so and jug band music got its start in Louisville.
Did it?
This is the historic home of jug band music. It's river music that it was sort of sprouting up in Cincinnati and New Orleans and Chicago and Louisville all around the same time.
Interesting.
But what Louisville brought to the party was the jug. Because
of the bourbon.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. You know, this is one of those surprising ways. I always find new surprising ways in which bourbon has shaped our culture.
Yes.
So it's really interesting. Cool. So in the Jug Band Jubilee, you have quite a lineup here.
Yes.
Now, is it a contest? Do these bands win anything? Did they win anything to get there? Or is it just like, hey, let's get a bunch of jug bands together and play music at the waterfront?
Well, when we first started 10 years ago, basically, we sort of had to struggle to find jug bands.
Right.
We had the Juggernaut Jug Band. The first event we did was a cruise on the Belle of Louisville.
Cool.
And we called it the cruise to test the waters to see if anyone would. Yeah.
Like, oh, that's cute. Come. I like that.
There was interest in doing something like this.
Well,
and
that is fantastic.
We had two bands, which was the Juggernaut Jug Band, who is our hometown band.
Okay.
And the Cincinnati Dancing Pigs.
Ooh, that sounds...
Yeah.
Is it because they have all the pigs all over Cincinnati?
There's a big pig connection.
Like, we have the horses, where we have the horse statues everywhere, and they have the pigs everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There's a pig connection for Cincinnati, for sure. But when we first got started, we really had to struggle to find bands, but since then,
but
sort of...
it looks like you got a pretty solid lineup there.
Yeah, since then, you know, I think sort of with the resurgence of Americana music in general, jug bands have taken off again.
Absolutely.
In a big way, so now I have to actually... I have ultimate power. I get to
go on.
I get to choose them. There's no contest.
That is fantastic.
I just find bands that I like, and I have certain criteria, like, you know, you have to have a jug because it's, mm-hmm, a jug band festival.
Right.
I look for bands that play regularly and aren't, mm-hmm, just a sort of one-off kind of thing.
Right. I can see that. Are there a lot of beards? Do you get a lot of beards?
Yes,
and handlebar mustaches.
Yes, we do.
Okay,
we do. Facial hair is big in the jug band world.
That being a big thing in that kind of community. That's cool. So, do you play an instrument?
I do not.
Okay, you just organize it. You're the bringer of people together.
Right. My dad.
That's kind of like what we do here at Louisville Family Fun. We bring the people.
Yeah. All I was born into it. My dad was in the Juggernaut Jug Band for like 40 years.
Wow.
So I just sort of grew up with it, and I organize it.
Bones, Jugs, and Harmony.
Yes.
That is, they have some kind of cheeky names.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
Steel City Jug Slammers, the Hokum High Rollers. Mm-hmm.
Steel City is from Birmingham, I think. That's why the Steel City connection. So,
okay.
Yeah, we have bands from all over. New York, New Orleans. Maria Muldaur is from San Francisco.
The Jake Leg Stompers.
Yep, Jake Leg Stompers.
Drunken Catfish Ramblers, yeah. Brotherhood of the Jug Band Blues. Oh, and you have workshops. Tell me about the workshops.
Yes, we have workshops, and that's definitely something that I think your listeners would be interested in, because it's for not just for kids, but we say it's for kids of all ages. It's for young people. It's for grown-ups. You can learn how to blow a jug. You can play a washboard. You can see the washtub base. This year, we're going to have someone teaching bones for the first time from Bones, Jugs, and Harmony, Saw. So everyone gets, you can split off into groups and you can walk around and check out different instruments. And then at the end, after everyone's done practicing, we invite everyone that wants to up onto the stage to play
to jam
a couple rousing have a jam numbers session. Together.
That's awesome.
It's one of the best parts.
I just got my kids jaw harps.
Oh, yeah. So they can bring them and play them on stage.
That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. They would love that. And I'm sure they would love to blow a jug, too.
Yeah.
Or even, they would probably want to play the saw, but I don't know if I'm that brave.
Yeah.
Do you dull the tip?
I don't know. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
It's usually, that one's honestly been more older people because to be able to bend the saw. It's a little more physical.
But the washboards.
Yes.
The washboards. Yeah, washboards. I bet they would really love those. Do. I would be afraid of scraping my knuckles on it because that's a thing apparently. If you have to wash your clothes on a rub board, you scrape your knuckles. My grandma has told me all about that.
Well, we use instruments to play the, you know, either spoons or chopsticks make a good... implement to rub it so your knuckles are safe.
That's my knuckles will be safe. So, and you say reasonably priced local food and drinks. So not like, you know, not to harp on the fair, but the food is a little expensive there. So it's not going to be like fair food prices.
No,
okay,
it
that's
won't.
Good.
Yes, we
that's
have,
good because that's one of the limiting factors for a lot of our families at these events. It's, you know, especially if you have more than one or two kids, it gets expensive to feed everybody and to pay the admission and everything.
Yeah, definitely. So we try and have all local, reasonably priced, local.
And your admission is free.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's really cool. And it's at the waterfront.
Yes.
It September 20th.
Yes. Next to Tumbleweed and the Big Four Bridge and the little outdoor amphitheater
on
the river.
Yeah, that's the perfect little spot for that. Cool. So how do you go about finding these bands for a jug? How do you find bands to play at a jug band jubilee? What's your process?
A lot of them reach out to me.
Okay.
Because they're familiar with our event. So they'll reach out to me. And then in other cases, I just go internet searching.
Okay, so you go on YouTube and you look at the videos and see if they're any good, and and you've picked out good ones for us, though, right?
Only good ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And what else is going to be going? I mean, it's a 1-day event. It's noon to 11 p.m. September the 20th at the waterfront.
Yep,
totally free, reasonably priced food, which I love.
Yes.
And you've got, 9 bands?
9 bands.
That's amazing.
Yep. 9 bands, the jug band workshop. And probably as far as kids go, they love the music. There's just something about jug bands that seems to fascinate.
It has to be mesmerizing. Yeah, absolutely.
So they tend to just sort of gather at the front of the stage, and they start off just kind of by staring up at the musicians like, wow. And then they start
spinning
in circles.
Yeah. Yes. So it's a good way to get them worn out.
Yes.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. Well, and this might sound silly, but honestly, the amphitheater, they really, really also like to just run up and down the hill or roll down the hill and repeatedly run back up.
That sounds like good exercise.
Exactly. Exactly. So then they can all pass out and, you know, mom and dad can have a reasonably priced BBC beer.
There
and,
you go.
It's a good
day. Sounds great. That sounds really great. So the Juggernaut Jug Band has been headlining for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. They're sort of our host band,
so
to speak. That's
the hometown. The hometown team.
Yeah, for sure.
So are there songs that people are going to know? Or are these all like original songs? Or are these classic, you know?
It's a mix. There's definitely.
Is there such thing as a classic jug band song?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, there
so
are.
Tell me a little bit about classic jug band music.
Well, probably some of the more well-known jug band songs are, there's a band called Stealin'. Mm-hmm. There's basically jug band music is a form of pre-war jazz that got started in Louisville and other river towns around here.
Okay.
And it was,
and we made it awesome with our bourbon jug.
Yes, exactly.
Go on.
And it was traditionally music that was played by African Americans in the city.
Okay.
It's urban music. It's not rural music. It's
interesting.
Not, we always have to deal with lots of hillbilly jokes around jug band music, but there's really nothing
hillbilly music
about it at all.
Right.
Bands used to play, particularly like around Derby time, they would play at the track, they would play on the corner like by the Seal Bock and the Brown Hotel, and they would frequently get like invited up to a suite and make good money playing. They would play at parties.
Cool.
For rich Louisville families. And then they also did things besides just in Louisville. They would go to Chicago and record with famous jazz musicians.
Wow.
So
I'm thinking like Camp Town Races and that sort of thing.
It's got like a ragtime, definitely okay. A ragtime jazz bent to it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a mix. There's jug bands definitely do originals. They do classics. You know, you'll probably hear a little bit of repeat between bands. You know, different bands will cover the same songs, which is interesting to get sort of a different take on them.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be.
And then they also do fun things like the Juggernauts in particular will cover what they call modern songs, but they'll do like a jug band twist on like Pinball Wizard from The Who.
Ooh, and, that would be cool. That would be a long jug band song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neat. Okay. So are there any other bands that have been coming to this event multiple years?
Yeah.
Do you have regulars?
Yeah. Well, the two regulars are the Juggernaut Jug Band is the hometown band, and then the Cincinnati Dancing Pigs.
Right,
those two have been here every year, all 10 years. And then typically a band will play twice, and then I rotate them out just to make room
for new
bands on the lineup.
New jug bands.
Yeah.
There are new jug bands, folks. You learn something new every day.
So, this year there's at least like four I've never played here before.
Wow, that's really cool. Which ones which ones are the brand new ones this year?
Maria Muldaur, who you might recognize. She was more famous for her song of the 1970s called Midnight at the Oasis.
Okay. And she's in a jug band now.
Well, she was in a jug band before that. She was in two jug bands in the late 60s.
Wow.
So, she's coming with her jug band. She's never been here before. The Steel City Jug Slammers from Birmingham, Alabama have never been here before.
Okay.
Bones Jugs and Harmony have played in Louisville, but not at our event before.
Cool.
And the Drunken Catfish Ramblers have also never been here before.
Neat.
So
the Bone Jugs and Harmony, is that like a local?
They're from Urbana, Illinois.
Okay.
So they're not local.
Not local at all.
No.
They just, they go on tour, a jug band that goes on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I feel like I'm learning so much about jug bands right now. This is amazing.
Well, and we'll also have, we bring some bands into town a day early to play free shows at local elementary schools.
Cool.
So far this year we have.
Can I give you the name of my kids' elementary school when we're done here?
You can. Yes, you can.
Do a little lobbying on the side.
Maybe it's one that we're already working on. And they don't get the bands don't get paid extra money for school shows because, you know, schools don't have any money.
It's educational. It's outreach.
It's
letting kids know, develop a love of music and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So I try and get
it's out there.
Yeah. And they I try and get those bands some sort of gig on Friday night just to help them get some extra gas money and that sort of thing, since they're so gracious about doing those free school shows. And they've turned in.
So what you're saying is you work them from sun up to sundown.
Yeah.
For two days straight.
Yeah, pretty much.
Welcome to Louisville. Yeah. Get to work.
Yeah, exactly. And then after the Jubilee, there's a post-Jubilee jam session. So, yeah.
Oh, no. Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. They like
the gift
that part.
That keeps giving.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, you said your dad was in the Juggernaut Jug Band. So that you kind of came into it from the family side of things. Did your parents play a lot of music at home?
My dad did. My mom also played music more like piano and harpsichord sort of thing, but it was mostly from my dad and his band. We had jug band practice in the basement, and one time I came home from college and there was an antique upright bass tucked into my bed with covers pulled up.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I had been replaced.
Aww. I would look at that and be like, wow, that's so random and cool.
But I think because I grew up with it, it was sort of something that I didn't really think too much about it. I sort of took it for granted.
It was just
the way it was. And the way that the Jubilee got started is actually had nothing to do with me. A guy from Louisville went to Alabama to a music festival and heard the Juggernauts in a festival in Alabama. He'd never heard of jug band music. He'd never heard the Juggernauts before.
Cool.
He got to talking to him after the show and found out that they were all from Louisville and that jug band music actually got started here. And he was a really creative, visionary person, and he thought, well, we should do something to...
We need a festival.
Yeah, celebrate
Louisville's
this.
Louisville's a festival city. Yeah. We have a lot of festivals, especially music festivals.
Yeah, we do. So he started it. And when I heard that was happening, I was like, yeah, I'll help out.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So Waterfront, September 20th, Waterfront Park. It's going to be in the little amphitheater in between Tumbleweed and... It's Big Four Bridge. Right.
It goes Big Four Bridge, then Tumbleweed, then the amphitheater.
Okay, guess, so depending. It's on the other side. Okay,
yeah,
that's
on
right.
The east side.
On the east side. On the east side of Waterfront Park. It is a big park. I mean, that's a good landmark there. And it's totally free, reasonably priced food, no coolers, no pets, no outside alcohol. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes people like to bring their dogs to stuff like that, and then they don't really like to pick up after their dogs.
No.
And then it kind of ruins it for everybody else. So that's a big bummer.
We suggest that people do not bring their pets, and sometimes they listen.
And sometimes they don't.
And sometimes
I know, but. Oh, well. Okay. Well, cool. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to check that out, because I think my kids will really love that. And especially being able to make jug band instruments, even if they just like learn how to blow a jug.
Oh yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
Something else I need to throw in here really quick is that we also have the Girl Scouts of Kentuckiana come, and they set up a tent where they help particularly little kids make and decorate things like paper plate, you know, tambourine shakers and homemade kazoos out of like toilet paper rolls and wax
that is
paper.
The cutest.
And so we have that going on too for kids, and hopefully I'll get somebody who can come and teach them how to make canjos.
Canjos? Mm-hmm. What's a canjo?
A canjo is a banjo made out of a can and fishing line and a piece of wood.
What? That sounds awesome. You need to get in touch with Lynn Quire from Good Garbage.
Okay.
She's got a store down there in Portland, and she has all the cans and the toilet paper tubes. Cans and toilet paper tubes for days. She takes it. I don't know if you've heard about her, but she takes in all the stuff that is maybe recyclable, maybe not. Maybe Goodwill won't take it. Maybe they will. But it's stuff that can be reused and repurposed.
We could totally repurpose that.
Yes. And so you should definitely get in touch with
her.
Well, that sounds really cool. I am so excited. And it is now time for our Friday Funny. What do you have for me?
Okay. What do I have for you?
Oh, she's got sheets printed out.
I know.
They're all going to be great, I assure
right.
you.
Okay, why did the singer climb a ladder? Because she wanted to reach the high notes.
Well, that was great. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Looking forward to checking out the Juggernaut Jug Band at the Jug Band Festival at the Waterfront on September 20th. Thanks for being with us, folks.
I love Louisville Family Fun.